Paper 6, EL 2. Education and Manpower Bureau. Territory-wide System Assessment 2005. Primary 6. English Language. Listening.
Part 1. Paul and his family often visit different places on weekends. This Sunday they're going to the new territories. Paul's mother is telling him how to make a cake for the outing. Section A. You now have 30 seconds to study the questions and the recipe below. Now, listen to the conversation between Paul and his mother. The conversation will be played once only. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The conversation will begin now.
Paul, what would you like to bring for the outing?
Mum, can we make a strawberry cake to bring with us?
Strawberries are not so good at this time of the year. How about a cheesecake?
A cheesecake? I haven't had a cheesecake for a long time. It must be hard to make one.
No, Paul. It's actually quite easy to make a cheesecake.
Why don't we make one now, Mum?
Sure, Paul.
Question 1. What does Paul's mother say about strawberries? Question 2. What are Paul and his mother going to do?
First, bring me one pack of flour, please.
Here's the pack of flour, Mum.
Good. Now we need some butter. There is butter in the refrigerator. Can you get me some, please?
How much butter do we need?
We don't need too much. Just half a cup of butter will be fine.
Half a cup of butter? I'll get it.
Bring me half a dozen eggs and some cheese as well.
Okay, half a dozen eggs. And will three packs of cheese be enough?
Just one pack is fine, Paul. I will get 2 cups of sugar.
Is that all we need, Mum?
Let me see. We also need 1/4 cup of water.
No problem. I'll get 1/4 cup of water.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers in Section A. This is the end of Section A. Section B. Paul's mother is telling him what cooking steps to follow to make the cake. You now have 15 seconds to study the pictures below. Now, listen to the conversation between Paul and his mother. Put the pictures in the correct order. When you hear a beep, write the number 2 to 6 in the correct picture. The conversation will be played once only. The conversation will begin now.
I'm going to bake a cake. Would you like to help me, Paul?
Sure, Mum.
Can you heat the oven first before we begin?
Yes.
Thanks, Paul. Now, these are the ingredients.
What are we going to do with them?
First, put 1 pack of flour in a large bowl. Then crack open the eggs and mix them in the bowl. Add sugar to the mixture and stir it well. Now add cheese and some butter to the ingredients in the bowl. Add water and stir the mixture well. Then put the batter into a round cake pan. Finally, put the cake pan into the oven.
Okay. Let me open the oven for you.
Thanks.
You now have 15 seconds to check your answers in Section B. This is the end of Section B. This is the end of Part 1. Part 2. Paul and his family are taking a rest on their outing. Paul's mother is reading a poem called Auntie Mary's Pets to her children. You now have 1 minute to study the questions below. Now, listen to the poem. The poem will be played 3 times. For the first time, listen only. The poem will begin now.
Auntie Mary has a naughty bull terrier. His short, stiff hair is like a brush. He is a good little fighter, fighting on the street all day. He barks at strangers, but wags his tail for his mistress. Auntie Mary has a beautiful little Siamese. Her fur is as white as snow and as smooth as a baby's skin. She likes to sleep in Auntie Mary's hat. She is quiet and friendly, but when she's hungry, she meows loudly. Auntie Mary loves her pets very much. Early in the morning, she says, "Good morning, my little boy." The bull terrier licks Auntie Mary's hands. "Good morning, my little girl." The Siamese rubs herself around Auntie Mary's legs.
Now listen to the poem again and answer the following questions. When you hear a beep, answer the question. The poem will be played two times. Listen to the first part of the poem and answer questions 1 to 4. The first part of the poem will begin now.
Auntie Mary has a naughty bull terrier. His short, stiff hair is like a brush. He is a good little fighter, fighting on the street all day. He barks at strangers, but wags his tail for his mistress.
Question 1. What animal does Auntie Mary keep? Question 2. What is his short, stiff hair like? Question 3. Why is he naughty? Question 4. What does he do when he sees Auntie Mary? Listen to the second part of the poem and answer questions 5 to 8. The second part of the poem will begin now.
Auntie Mary has a beautiful little Siamese. Her fur is as white as snow and as smooth as a baby's skin. She likes to sleep in Auntie Mary's hat. She is quiet and friendly, but when she's hungry, she meows loudly.
Question 5. What other animal does Auntie Mary keep? Question 6. What is her fur like? Question 7. Where does she like to sleep? Question 8. What does she do when she is hungry? Listen to the last part of the poem and answer questions 9 to 10. The last part of the poem will begin now.
Auntie Mary loves her pets very much. Early in the morning, she says, "Good morning, my little boy." The bull terrier licks Auntie Mary's hands. "Good morning, my little girl." The Siamese rubs herself around Auntie Mary's legs.
Question 9. Who is Auntie Mary's little boy? Question 10. Who is Auntie Mary's little girl? Listen to the poem again. The poem will begin now.
Auntie Mary has a naughty bull terrier. His short, stiff hair is like a brush. He is a good little fighter, fighting on the street all day. He barks at strangers, but wags his tail for his mistress. Auntie Mary has a beautiful little Siamese. Her fur is as white as snow and as smooth as a baby's skin. She likes to sleep in Auntie Mary's hat. She is quiet and friendly, but when she's hungry, she meows loudly. Auntie Mary loves her pets very much. Early in the morning, she says, "Good morning, my little boy." The bull terrier licks Auntie Mary's hands. "Good morning, my little girl." The Siamese rubs herself around Auntie Mary's legs.
You now have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of part two. Part three. Paul and his family are taking a rest on their outing. Paul's mother is reading riddles to her children. You now have 1 minute to study the questions below. Now, listen to the riddles. When you hear a beep, tick the best answer. The riddles will be played two times. The riddles will begin now.
Now listen to the first riddle. Splish, splash in the water, every day at three. Rub and scrub, wash myself, till I'm tidy and clean.
Question 1. Where am I? Question 2. What time of the day is it?
Let's listen to the second riddle. Tick tock, tick tock, all day, all night. I cannot go back, I only move forward.
Question 3. Who am I?
Now listen to the third riddle. Drip, drop, drip, drop. Why won't it stop? I've got to get up early tomorrow, yet I cannot get any sleep. Turn it off!
Question 4. What time of the day is it? Question 5. Why can't I sleep?
Now listen to the last riddle. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling. Do you hear the bell? Come on, boys, come on, girls. Time to line up in the hall.
Question 6. Where are the boys and girls? Listen to the riddles again. The riddles will begin now.
Now listen to the first riddle. Splish, splash in the water, every day at 3. Rub and scrub, wash myself, till I'm tidy and clean.
Question 1. Where am I? Question 2. What time of the day is it?
Let's listen to the second riddle. Tick tock, tick tock, all day, all night. I cannot go back, I only move forward.
Question 3. Who am I?
Now listen to the third riddle. Drip, drop, drip, drop. Why won't it stop? I've got to get up early tomorrow, yet I cannot get any sleep. Turn it off!
Question 4. What time of the day is it? Question 5. Why can't I sleep?
Now listen to the last riddle. Ring-a-ling, ring-a-ling. Do you hear the bell? Come on, boys, come on, girls. Time to line up in the hall.
Question 6. Where are the boys and girls? You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 3. This is the end of the listening test.